Rabbi Shimon Cronenberg is in our studio across from me here in Teaneck, New Jersey this morning. Months ago, he contacted me and told me that he is founding a brand new yeshiva in Beit Shemesh, Israel. Why would we be interested in a brand new yeshiva in Beit Shemesh? And the answer is that he and his staff, and he is associated with some amazing people who I know, by the way, he and his staff are providing an educational experience that does not exist, supposedly, in Israel. I say supposedly because by the end of this conversation, we'll be able to confirm that. I just don't know all the details yet. It's called Masifta Yesodei Yisrael, Beit Shemesh, and Rav Shimon Cronenberg. It's a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Well, Nachum, it's an absolute pleasure to be here on this amazing, amazing program that obviously is such a special place to my family and to this community.
Well, I appreciate that very much. So Masifta Yesodei Yisrael is slated to open when?
So Masifta Yesodei Yisrael is slated to open in September 2025.
So a year from this September.
Correct.
And it will be attracting what we would call in this area ninth graders, I assume?
We're going to be starting, Mirz Hashem, with ninth and 10th grade. It'll probably be blended in
ninth
some
and
way.
Tenth. And what's happening now in Beit Shemesh? Because we know that there are a multitude of American families who move to the many neighborhoods of Beit Shemesh. When one does graduate, when a young man does graduate eighth grade, what generally do they do? What's their follow-up the next year?
So it's very interesting because this is somewhat of a fluid situation, because the situation for Olim, you know, we've had over the last 20 or so years a slow and steady influx of more and more families moving from North America, and organizations like Nefesh B'Nefesh with what Rabbi Fass has been able to do. I myself have had four of my siblings move to Israel.
Are you officially living in Beit Shemesh?
Not yet, but as of 2 months from now, God willing, Beit Shemesh will be.
Mazal tov.
So after a kid moves to eighth grade, there have been a number of institutions like the Masifta of Beit Shemesh. Rabbi Froel Willick is one of the administrators there.
Good man, quality man.
Absolutely. And they've been able to create a platform where kids and families have been able to make aliyah with kids at varying ages and been able to succeed in Israel, in their system there. And it is, of course, a fluid situation. More and more opportunity has been created.
And their secret was because they duplicated the type of yeshivas we have here, or they didn't go in that direction. Like, what is the reason for their success?
So in chinuch, time and place is paramount. Meaning we as mechanchim need to understand where our talmidim, where our students are coming from, what are their life experiences.
Who's your audience, etc.
Exactly. Where they are, where they've come from, and most importantly, where they're going.
Right.
So because so many adults, mechanchim, have moved to Israel, moved to Israel over the years, they had an understanding of many of where these kids are coming from, where their families are coming from. And they've been able to build programs that have been able to take the life experiences, the shared life experiences of these individuals, and been able to build programs that have enabled their continued success.
And they've had successful high schools.
They've had successful high schools.
So then one may ask, Rabbi Cronenberg,
absolutely,
why do we need Masifta Yesodei Yisrael of Beit Shemesh? What will they be providing starting a year from September that's not been provided yet?
Excellent question.
Thank you.
Excellent question. Okay, so as we said from the beginning, the way we're building this yeshiva is that this is part of the mosaic of opportunity for families who want to make aliyah and make it economically, spiritually, socially in Eretz Yisrael. Now, these institutions have been built for families that have moved there. Overwhelmingly, they're still operating within the Israeli system, as we will be. However, the stated mission of Masifta Yesodei Yisrael is we want to see successful Olim. We want to see kids who are going to move to Eretz Yisrael at varying ages. We're built right now with that mission,
and
to
your system
kids who
gives
somewhere
them
older,
and your system gives them a better chance because what do you be providing?
First of all, the language of instruction is going to be English.
Ah.
Now, that's not to the exclusion of Hebrew. This is not an American high school.
And that does not happen everywhere.
Right. This is not an American high school.
Right.
This is an Israeli high school for Olim, meaning my wife's family made Aliyah in 2006. At that time, the only real opportunity for success was Deep End. I mean, you're going to jump into the deep end and you're going to...
And hopefully you'll swim.
And hopefully you'll swim. Right. And many kids did.
Right.
Right? Unfortunately, as we know,
you
many
acknowledge
kids did
that. There's plenty of success. Right?
And note, they didn't have the economy of scale that we did. They didn't have the community, didn't have the resources that it does today. I spent a year living in Israel in 2015. At the time, I saw the community there. I said, I can't really see myself here. Fast forward 9 years later, because I have two siblings living there, my in-laws, whole family lives there, I've had an opportunity to see the slow and steady progression of the Olim community. And what you see today is unbelievable. You go there and you feel like, when did this all happen?
Right, big explosion.
If you haven't been there, you ask yourself, when did this all happen?
Right.
And I would tell people who are thinking about, and as we know, many, many people are thinking about or questioning, I've always valued Eretz Yisrael.
They're wondering about their future.
Yeah. What,
and if Israel's part of that happen? Future. Right?
So our goal is we want to help people make this happen. We want to see the people who are there already succeed. And then.
So is that the biggest complaint? And by the way, I'm not minimizing that at all. The English thing is a very important transition, transfer element. No question about it. Would that be the main one? Are there others? Or are you... are you still at Heichal or not?
Yes.
Okay. I mean... Rabbi Steckler's going to be, you know, he'll be embarrassed when I say this, but I am a tremendous admirer of the work you guys are doing there. Tremendous admirer. And where is it officially? In Teaneck? Where is it officially?
70 Sterling Place, Teaneck Jewish Center.
In Teaneck, officially. And, I mean, Rabbi Steckler knows what I think of what he's doing. I mean, it's an amazing place. And I'm assuming that you are paying careful attention to what's working where you are in order to bring that type of success to Israel, right? I mean, I'm not saying we need to transplant the yeshiva to Beit Shemesh, but it's not a bad thought to try to replicate it there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've had the privilege, not just in Heichal HaTorah, although that's an amazing institution that I've had the privilege of learning a tremendous amount from my experience there, but from NCSY, I taught in Yeshiva at Noam for a few years.
Oh, another great educator.
Yeah, really amazing
institution. Our dear friend Rabbi Hagler.
Yeah, so I think what enables all these institutions to succeed, because they are built on the premise of what does the community need from me?
Right.
It's not that I'm going to come up with an idea and then sell it to the community. They looked eyes wide open at the community.
Like
and
we said,
what do we need right
know
now?
Know the audience and try to meet their needs.
And I would say that is the primary component that's, God willing, going to lead to our success. A deep and thorough understanding of the community, where it is, and where it's going.
Right. Understood. You're also associated with somebody who I have publicly said is one of the most talented people in the field of Jewish education. He'll also be blushing now, of course, and that's Rabbi Akiva Naaman. I mean, it's no secret. I've said this a million times, especially with the NCSY folks. He knows this. I'm a major fan of his, and he's actually going to be an advisor both for the yeshiva and for its development as you get started, right? He's with you already.
Yeah, and not just as an advisor. The first person that I went to with this idea.
How'd you know him?
Rabbi Akiva Naaman. It's very interesting. I knew him through NCSY. But more,
and you heard about his success.
I knew him personally through NCSY, but on a deeper level, he actually worked in my father-in-law's yeshiva, Yeshiva Ashrenu, for a few years, and he had a tremendous positive impact.
Right. For those of you who are putting it together, Rabbi Cronenberg is a son-in-law of Rabbi Gotch Yudin.
Yes, that's
Ashrenu.
Yeah. Yes, and he actually had a tremendous impact on a yeshiva that is doing amazing, amazing work.
Right.
It's certainly not not a cakewalk either. And what he was able to accomplish there.
He never takes on easy projects.
Yeah, what he was able to accomplish there was something I definitely admire. And he's someone who I've had been privileged to learn a tremendous amount from as a mentor and will, God willing, continue to.
What does your grandfather-in-law say about this effort, about this yeshiva?
So my grandfather-in-law, Benjamin Yudin, is a staunch supporter of this yeshiva.
A lot of people listening are big fans of his, by the way.
Yeah,
so whatever he says, people are going to listen to. He is a staunch supporter. He's enthusiastic about this.
He's very enthusiastic about this. He would love to be there himself. God willing, one day he'll make it there.
He'll be a special guest speaker.
All right. At a minimum.
Just reserve a good amount of time. That's all.
Yes. we'll prep them before. But Baruch Hashem, he has a lot of really amazing things to say. And
he is amazing. And he's also been at the forefront, by the way, of synagogue expansion and yeshiva expansion. He's been at the forefront of many schools in this area. And other areas, I'm sure, that have made an impact in the Jewish world. Why not have an impact in Beit Shemesh?
So. Yeah, absolutely. One of the institutions that I alluded to is Yeshiva Noam.
Right. He was one of the first.
Yeah, absolutely. And
if not the first. He may have called that first meeting. My wife says
this is before I was married to my wife, but she says the school started at their dining room.
Right. He may have called the first meeting, frankly. Pretty amazing. I remember those days. Anyway, what can I say? All I can say is Rabbi Shimon Cronenberg is starting a major project. It's a yeshiva that a lot of folks in the American Jewish community can appreciate because it's an American style. Let's call it that way. Yeshiva High School in Beit Shemesh. I know it's not exactly the way, but you know what I mean. and he has a great staff already. Even though you're not starting for another year and a half almost, you already have a lot of great people in place.
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually started building this already this past summer. Well, and we said, for this is going to be succeed, we need to take our time. We need to hear what people are saying. We need to hear what the community needs from us. It has to be built slowly, deliberately, with buy-in from the community. And there are many people who, this could be actually the hinge pin of their aliyah.
Right.
They could have
a
youngest.
It could be a deciding factor.
Yeah, it could be they have a youngest or an oldest that's in sixth grade, fifth grade, and they're very concerned about the future of their kids' chinuch. And this could be a meaningful contribution to that decision.
All right, so there are a couple of things we've accomplished this morning. Number one, in all seriousness, when Rabbi Naaman and yourself try to get the financial support to get the yeshiva off the ground, now people will know what Misifta Yisodei Yisrael is all about. And obviously, we'll remind this audience that I'm sure there are plenty of sponsorship opportunities. You want to get things, you know, going as strongly as possible. And knowing Rabbi Akiva Naaman, you'll have some major campaign that's going to be successful. Baruch Hashem, b'li ayin hara. The other thing is, you need to hear now from people that are making Aliyah in the next few months and the next couple of years. In other words, this is an institution that, please God, especially with the endorsement of the people you've mentioned in this conversation, this is a conversation that's going to be really important to those parents.
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually having later this month three different information sessions, that two of them live, one on Zoom.
The live ones are in this area?
Yes. So on May 21st, that is a Tuesday, we are, Emir Tzashim, having a live information Q&A session in Teaneck, New Jersey. You could visit myy.org.il to see the exact locations. Okay. The following day, May 22nd, there's going to be one in the Five Towns. And then the next day, which is a Thursday, we'll actually have a similar session on Zoom where families from all across the globe, this is not exclusively North America. Right. If you find yourself in England,
no, but especially cities in North America that can't join you live, that'll be an opportunity for
them. Yeah, and
it'll be a busy week for you.
Busy week for me. And we can visit our website, myy.org.il, to support our mission, to find out more information. I personally can be reached by the information on the website as well.
All right, it's MYY for Misifta Yisodei Yisrael of Beit Shemesh, myy.org.il. At the very top of the page is the information about the Q&A sessions and the live events that Rabbi Cronenberg just mentioned. There is a donate button for those of you who want to see this yeshiva succeed and get off the ground in a stable manner. And all the phone numbers, the information is all there at the bottom of the page. You can check it all out and read about this mission that Rabbi Shimon Cronenberg and company are on to found a Misifta in Beit Shemesh, Israel, that will be tailored to the young men, sixth grade and up, as you mentioned, who are going to be making Aliyah with their family, and they're looking for a great place. By the way, people also need to know, look, there are many areas of Israel I've spoken about as we try to solidify our own Aliyah plans, but I did recently tour Beit Shemesh, and boy, oh boy,
unbelievable.
You don't have to leave there. You literally could stay there, and every need you have is taken care of. It's so vast, and from the most mundane to the most spiritual, it's all taken care of in that neighborhood, which is pretty amazing at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. Beit Shemesh itself has close to 200,000 people.
Unbelievable.
That's like a large American city.
That's 10 Efrats or 8 Efrats, whatever it is.
Yeah, and there's everything there. If you're a North American Jew, there is a community just in that. You don't have to go to Beit Shemesh. Right. But if you think that's where your family is, that's where you've settled, there is a community and a support system for every single background.
Right. And a lot of people like going to Anglo communities. Some want to do the opposite, but it's all there. Whatever they want, they'll find it.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable.
Rabbi Cronenberg, anything else you'd like to add, sir?
One last thing I'd like to add is that this is part of a much bigger idea that's going on around us. Our mission is within the idea. The idea is that the concept of Aliyah is something that many in our community have been thinking about really for many years. But they've questioned, what am I going to do economically, socially, what kind of community, spiritually, mechinuch for my kids? In the rearview mirror, there were many reasons not to do it. In the rearview mirror, if you look at the last 20 years, I can argue you're much safer in Teaneck. But I would say that if you take that into consideration, but look forward and look how are things developing there in the next 10 to 20 years, I think you will find a very, very different story. And it's just something I'd like people to take into consideration. And there are many people that are happy to help you with that transition.
And what Rabbi Cronenberg is really saying, and feel free to share this with Rabbi Naaman as a tagline, the future of the Jewish people is in the state of Israel.
Yeah, absolutely. One more thing, actually. Nefesh B'Nefesh is hosting a bunch of events here. They're going to be here next week. Personally, I'm going to be joining one of their events in Passaic.
Nice.
You can... I forget the exact address, but if you Google Nefesh B'Nefesh Itshayach,
nbn.org.il,
and if you Google specifically NBN Itshayach, that's where the events are. There's going to be an event in Passaic, which is really bringing families together who are all asking similar questions. What is life going to look like there? I want to do this. What does life look like there? We're here to put that together for you.
And unlike some of the campuses in this country, you're guaranteeing no anti-Semitic activities on your campus,
I'd say it's like, I'll put it like this. You know, within a 5 mile radius where I am right now, there's a lot of people who probably don't like me. With a 5 mile radius in Beit Shemesh, I'd like to believe that everybody there, you know, we may have differences of opinion and that's okay, but overwhelmingly, you know, they're going to be supportive of Yiddishkeit, they're going to be supportive of our mission, and we're really looking forward to that.
I hope you've opened up some of the eyes of the people on this side of the world with that statement. I pray you have. A pleasure meeting you.
Likewise, Nachum. Really appreciate it.
Rabbi Shimon Cronenberg, information about the events, everything about Misifti is Sodei Yisrael. When it's a major institution in Israel in a few years, you'll say to yourself, wow, I remember the first time Rabbi Cronenberg visited JM and AM to discuss this tiny idea that's grown into an amazing institution. Go to myy.org.il, myy.org.il. This is a Rosh Chodesh edition of JM and the AM.